Planning a shopping trip this holiday season? Well, you might want to check that list you make twice, or perhaps even three times. Stores are using the latest in psychological research to make sure you leave with more products than you planned on purchasing. This week, during the busiest retail season of the year, in-store marketing specialists gathered in New York City to show off the latest tricks to spur impulse buying. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
A bottle of nail polish is no big deal, but a life-sized hologram of that same bottle floating above a cosmetics counter has drawn a crowd trying to grab it out of thin air.
Wow, that's incredible.
And those aren't even the customers. They're display specialists at the in-store marketing convention in New York. Andy Edelman from Array Marketing passes his hand through the hologram and says this can turn a product into retail-tainment.
Word of mouth goes through the store, and people start to come back over and over again because they want to find the hologram. They want to see Princess Leia from Star Wars actually exists today.
Display marketing was always considered the unglamorous part of the advertising industry. People making TV and print ads got to hang out with supermodels and celebrities. The in-store marketers got to set up cardboard cutouts. But Edelman says the competition for store space and the shrinking impact of broadcast ads is leading to a new focus on displays.
How much power and impact does the TV commercial or the radio commercial have any longer? There's just too many things going on. It's too diluted. Yet when you walk into the store, that's where the impression can be made.
And if this convention is any indication, that impression can be overwhelming. Bill Schober of the In-Store Marketing Institute walks me through a maze of advertising neon, flashing strobe lights and blazing LED logos, spinning bottles of gin and rotating Big Macs hang overhead. Random noises emerge from the shelves.
It does in stores create a lot of clutter. You can hear, if you can hear the horse whinnying in the background, there's a lot of ambient noise in stores. There's a lot of competition. You see a lot of lights blinking and signs coming at you, even at this trade show. In a store, it's more compressed. They're trying to break you out, snap you at least for 3 seconds out of your shopping routine.
This shock method is the oldest trick to try to get you to stop for a product. The primitive part of our brain is wired to notice light, motion, and noise. Schober says there definitely is a limit.
You try to do a sound-activated unit that is too loud, the store clerk will sneak up and disconnect it because they don't want to hear it all day.
So a more subtle approach is gaining favor. Products are displayed so they seem to be jumping off the shelves, so you can't help but try and touch them, like the newest handheld Nintendo. Mike Mayer of Mayer & Associates helped design a special Nintendo kiosk.
Consumers want to be able to touch and feel. It's a kick-the-tire mentality.
And with fewer salespeople on the floor, technology is taking over as your guide. Interactive displays you can pull out from store shelves can answer questions about even the most obscure aspects of, say, pet food.
Formulas helps maintain urinary tract health by reducing urinary pH.
The big hope for the in-store marketing industry is a tiny radio frequency ID tag that can track you and your products around the store. For instance, a group called Nano Nation is showing off a smart shelf. If you pick up a particular shoe, a TV overhead can sense that and start talking about that shoe. Brian Artinger is selling the smart shelf.
Talks about the durability of the shoe, the key features and functionality of that particular shoe. Maybe the key spokesman for the particular shoe can talk about why they use that particular model.
Now you take those tiny ID tags and you join them with the discount bonus cards that some supermarkets offer. And Bill Schober says the store can now remember your previous purchases and tailor an in-store ad just for you.
I own dogs, maybe you own cats. When I come around the corner, it'll be dog food commercials. When you come around the corner, it'll be cat food commercials.
Schober says that some people may find that a little spooky, and certainly you may not want everyone in aisle 5 to hear the specially tailored hemorrhoid ad. But in the ever more cluttered world of retail, you can't count any trick out. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.